Hallowed plaything. During this session, we will be embarking on a journey together. An exciting journey full of relaxation, but more importantly, accompanied by pleasurable feelings. Feelings of sexual pleasure and arousal. But we're not there yet. To get there, I will be guiding you into a relaxed state in a simple way. For this, it would be best for you to lie down. Lie down on your bed or somewhere comfortable for this. I will be using a trigger, and that trigger is the word sleep, coupled with a snap of my fingers. When I say sleep and snap my fingers, you are going to feel yourself slowly falling into a trance. So, sleep. I will also be adding another trigger. When I say wake up and snap my fingers while saying it, you will start to slowly come out of your trance. Let's try that as well. Wake up. This technique is called fractionation. It guides the listener deeper into a trance by repeatedly waking them up and then putting them back to sleep. But you don't have to worry about the details. You just have to concentrate on my instructions. Wake up. And then sleep again. So for now, you just have to relax and keep listening to my words, my voice, my commands. When I say sleep, your subconscious mind will do all the work for you. You don't have to worry about the how. Your subconscious mind knows how to sleep. Now, wake up again and go straight back to sleep and wake up. Now that you are awake for a bit, you start to pay attention to your body. Whilst you are falling to sleep and then waking up again, your body has started to instantly relax, just like when you sleep normally. Your muscles are starting to relax. Your arms and legs are starting to sleep as well. Your breathing is steadying, is calming down. Becoming nice and smooth. Just keep breathing slowly and deeply. Just sleep. Now wake up for just a bit and then straight back to sleep and sleep. Now even deeper sleep. Just keep falling even deeper every time I tell you to sleep. During this entire session, whenever I tell you to sleep, you will fall even deeper. You will sleep even more. You will fall even deeper than you are now. Whenever I tell you to sleep. Now that you have fallen so deep into a trance for me, let's get to the most important part of our session. The part where I make you feel pleasure with just the snap of my fingers. And you will feel it just because I told you to. because now that you are deep in a trance, I have complete control over your mind. Whatever I say is the absolute truth for you. You will simply obey anything I tell you to. And you will do so because you know I'm doing it to make you feel so good. The only pleasure you are allowed to feel is through my words and my triggers alone. Nothing else. And you know this pleasure is more than enough for you. In fact, it will feel even better than any pleasure you could experience from using your own hands. So put any remaining worries you might have to one side, because when I snap my fingers, you will feel an intense spike of pleasure. Eventually, you will feel the pleasure from my snaps all over your body. But of course, the pleasure will mostly be concentrated around your cock, because the pleasure you are going to feel is the sexual kind of pleasure. Let's spice our finger snaps up a bit more, shall we? From now on, until this session is over, whenever I say a number, that number will set the level of pleasure you will feel from my snaps that will come after it. Until I say another number. The higher the number, the more pleasure you will feel. I will be using the numbers 1 to 5, 1 being the lowest intensity of pleasure, a little tingle, and 5 being the highest, a deep pulsating throb. So now when I say 1, and if I were to snap my fingers, you would feel a tingle, a jolt of pleasure, but a rather weak one. Maybe your cock would start to slightly tingle with pleasure, and your balls, but not much more will probably happen. On the other hand, if I were to say 5 and then snap my fingers, you will feel a very, very intense jolt of pleasure. Perhaps something akin to reaching the edge of an orgasm. Almost there, almost at the edge, but not quite. Just getting pretty close to it. As for the numbers between 1 and 5, I will let your imagination and your subconscious fill the gap. I'm sure your subconscious mind can already imagine how good this will feel in comparison to anything else. So once again, for the last time, let's remind you of your trigger. When I snap my fingers, you will experience a sudden spike of pleasure. And the spike will be more intense the higher the number you hear. It's really that simple. And I will be changing these numbers quite frequently, so you don't have to worry about remembering them at all. Let's start. Don't forget, just saying the number sets the level of pleasure you get from my snaps. So when I say 1 from now on, and I snap my fingers, you will feel pleasure at that level of intensity. But if I were to say 5 beforehand, it would be so much stronger. Before we start the pleasure snaps, let's just go a little bit deeper. So sleep for me now. Oh wait, I almost snapped my fingers right here. That would have been really bad, since the last number I have said was 5. Starting off with such a big and sudden burst of pleasure might have broken your little mind. Good thing I stopped myself from doing that. Let's count down from 5 instead, towards your first pleasure. pleasure snap. That way we will end up at one a little bit more of an appropriate level for the start of our session. 5, 4, 3, I bet you can't wait. 2, 1, and now, wait for it. Well, looks like I found a solution. When I say 0, you feel no pleasure, even when I snap my fingers. So, let's wake up. And then immediately sleep. And sleep even deeper. Sleep. And since you've been a good patient boy so far, endured all the way until now, and you've gone so deep for me, I need to give you something. I'm going to give you a special permission. If at any point you feel like you just cannot hold it any longer, you can go ahead and come for me. If that happens, I will allow you to ignore whatever I am telling you to do at that moment and enjoy the release. You can just assume that any snaps you hear during that moment are at the highest possible level. But really only during this special case, okay? All the other times you simply have to obey my every word. Because if you don't, I will stop being nice. I will take your special permission away. You don't want that, do you? So you better obey. At the same time, I will eventually be giving you a command to orgasm for me, to come for me. So please try your best not to come before that, okay? Now, without further ado, 1. Finally, you've gotten what you've been waiting for, and it feels even better than you expected it to feel, doesn't it? And we're only at 1. Maybe it felt this good because it came in kind of fast, kind of unexpected. After all that previous stalling. But you have been such a good boy, patiently waiting for me to give you your first snap. And for that, I will reward you. Do not worry. Let's move on to the next number. 3. Oh, wait a second. It should have been 2. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We're not in any rush. 1. This is just a weak, tingling sensation in your cock. Feel it start to ache in your balls. 2. Even just this level 2 is already feeling pretty good. I bet you can't wait for higher numbers like 4 or 5. Even though your cock is starting to get so hard at 2. Oh, be patient. Good boy. Again, 2. For now, let's make it so that the pleasure you feel from my snap only lasts for a short while after it. Like 1. 2nd. Or maybe 2. Don't worry, this is just a temporary measure for now. I wouldn't want you to come too early for me. I want to enjoy you as much as I can. But as we slowly progress our journey together, I might just allow you to hold on to some of the pleasure in between the snaps. Look forward to that. After all, we are supposed to be building that pleasure up. Let's see how it works now as I snap my fingers after setting your pleasure level up to 3. The pleasure spikes up so fast and even higher than before. But now it's already all gone, which means I can give it to you again and again. Just wait for a bit now. And then give it to you some more. All without being afraid that you will come before I want you to. Because I want to play with you as long as I can. 1, 3, 4. Oh no, here it comes. Not maybe. Not yet. Don't be so impatient. We have all the time in the world. It's just you and me here. So let's go back down to 2. And sleep. Even deeper. Sleep. From now on, just forget about your hard cock. Let's just focus on your balls. You still have your cock, of course, but it's just not even a sexual organ for you now. Therefore, when I make you feel sexual pleasure, you only feel it in your balls. For now, you just completely forgot what your cock is even for. It's becoming flaccid already. 4. Even as I snap my fingers, your cock doesn't budge an inch. Your balls, on the other hand, are feeling extreme pleasure right now. Feeling them nice and tight, nice and full, nice and firm for me. Because it's all concentrating in just that area. But no matter how high the pleasure, they just don't know what to do with it. Because there is no way for just your balls to come by themselves. You just don't seem to remember the right way to do it. Let's lift our restriction on how long the pleasure from my snaps last. From now on, after I snap at my finger, the pleasure does not swiftly go away. It lingers. Deliciously lingers. It stays with you and just keeps on building and building on top of each other. And as the pleasure continues to build in your balls, and since we're still at 4, your balls are starting to feel like they might just fucking explode. All this pleasure I'm giving them. But you don't have to worry about that, because that can't actually happen. 3. They just feel that way. And you just can't seem to remember at all what would usually happen when they feel this way. Don't worry about that. I will help you remember soon. 4. Not until I build the pleasure in them to the absolute maximum amount possible. The pleasure from each snap just keeps staying there, and it keeps building and building even more. You think that your balls are already completely full of pleasure, that you couldn't possibly feel any more than this. 3. I just keep snapping and fucking snapping. 4. And the pleasure keeps getting higher and higher. And I just keep finding ways to push in even more pleasure. Again. And again. Even though it feels like the pleasure is starting to overflow, but it cannot, because right now there is nowhere for it to overflow. But as I keep snapping Even I start to notice that no more pleasure is flowing in anymore. No matter how much I try to squeeze in, even a little bit more, I can't do it. I can't do this. And as you realize there is no more space for pleasure in your balls, you suddenly start to remember your cock. Feel it start to wake again. And as I snap my fingers now, your cock is already starting to get harder. And harder as that immense pleasure I've built up in your balls starts to very slowly pour into your cock all on its own. It feels so fucking amazing. There aren't many words to describe this feeling that you feel right now. It almost feels like coming, but not quite, because there's no release yet. Just immense pleasure, very slowly moving from your overcharged balls straight into your rock-hard cock. Now, I don't want to interrupt this lovely flow of pleasure continuously draining from your balls to your cock. It's still going to take a bit of time. So let me tease you in a different way so you can just keep enjoying yourself. 0. All these snaps, but there is just no pleasure coming from them because we're at 0. Remember, 0 means you feel no pleasure at all from my snaps. I can just keep snapping and you don't feel any pleasure at all. Don't you dare feel any pleasure from my snaps when you're at 0. I specifically told you that when I say 0, my snaps do not give you any pleasure. It must be so excruciating. All this extra pleasure you could be feeling right now from all these snaps. At the same time, the pleasure just slowly continues to drain. Drains continuously from your balls and into your cock. If you were to receive any extra pleasure right now, it might have just sent you over the edge right here and now. Instead, I want you to sleep. Sleep a bit deeper for me. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. That's it. I did say one after all. And only when the level is above 0 you can feel any sort of pleasure from my snaps. But it was only a 1, so it didn't quite push you over the edge. See, even if I keep snapping, you're going to be at 0 again soon. So you will feel no new pleasure again. I won't torture you much more. Let's try the last number, the only one we haven't tried yet. The highest number. I'm sure you've been looking forward to this one ever since we started. Most of the pleasure has already balanced out between your cock and your throbbing balls. Has it subsided a little? Well, we need to start that pleasure straight back up again, don't we? Remember, try not to come yet. I want you to enjoy some more. I want to enjoy you some more. 5. And just one more. Because I thought of another very fun way to spice up our session. When I say a negative number and then snap my fingers, it takes away just a little bit of your pleasure. Snapping after saying -1 takes away just a tiny bit. But if I were to snap after -5, it's not even worth thinking about. your pleasure being taken away just like that, with just a snap of my fingers, just as easily as I was giving it to you. Well, if I put it that way, it sounds any fair, right? So, I say 5, and snap my fingers, but then I say -5, and I take it all away from you. Oh, you poor little thing. I am so evil. 3. -3. Oh, and it's gone again. 3. -5. Oh, this must be really fucking frustrating. I wonder what happens if I set the level to -3. And then I just keep snapping my fingers like this. There's no pain or anything. But it seems like your mind gets a bit confused when it's supposed to take away your pleasure. When there is nothing left to take. You're just blank and empty. And because your mind has to obey me, it cheats a little. It makes you feel the pleasure it's supposed to take away for just a split second. And then instantly it's gone. Can you feel it? These super short snaps, these super short bursts of pleasure. I bet you've never felt anything like this before. Sounds like it will be really fun to play with for just a little while longer. I can set the intensity kind of high, like -4. And then I can just keep on snapping without worrying that you will come. It's like I'm edging you closer and closer, but not really. This is a bit different. Because if you were on the edge and I said -5 and I kept snapping my fingers like this over and over again, then you would have already let out your hot load and you would just keep on shaking and shaking from all the pleasure that I'm giving you right now. Just getting such an intense jolt of pleasure. But then it instantly vanishes. I can barely even imagine how that feels. But your subconscious mind just obeys me unconditionally. It knows what it should be doing when I snap my fingers. So you just enjoy these short bursts of pleasure without being afraid of coming before I tell you to. I'll give you a bit more. But for now, let's get back to 5. And then -1. Slowly chipping away at your pleasure. Away it goes. 3. Now it's coming back again. And it just stays with you. Throbbing. And it keeps feeling better and better. 4. Even more pleasure now. But then I do this evil thing. -5. And I take it all the way back. Back away from you. And as you run out of pleasure, your mind gets confused. Now, with every snap, these short bursts of pleasure are here again. And I can just keep snapping. But nothing will happen. Because these bursts of pleasure are so short that there is no way you could just come from them alone. So I could keep doing this for hours, even days. And you would probably end up losing your mind completely. but you wouldn't come at all. You'd just be feeling intense bursts of pleasure over and over again. Whilst that does sound kind of fun to me, unfortunately our time here is limited. 1 - 1. 4 - 5. 2 short bursts. 3. Now the pleasure starts building. Slowly but steadily. 1. Your balls start to feel tingly. 4. Oh, this feels even better than before. After all that teasing you went through. 2. The pleasure keeps building and building for me. And 5. And suddenly out of nowhere you're on the fucking edge. Oh, that's a good boy. You're on the verge of coming for me, aren't you? And I give you even more pleasure. -3. It's getting a bit dangerous here. 2. I don't want you to leave me yet. I'm enjoying our session together so much. 3. I'm having so much fun playing with my own pleasure toy. I don't want it to end yet. But at the same time, let's slowly get closer and closer to the edge together. Because I do want to make you come closer to the edge again. With every single snap you feel, it getting closer and closer, almost at the edge for me now. Good boy. So much pleasure. You're starting to lose your mind. And just when you think you can't hold it any longer, that's when I'll say this to you. 1. Twitch. Good boy. Fuck. 2. Good boy. Twitch. Good boy. Good. 3. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Fuck. 4. Three. Good boy. Twitch. Twitch. Good boy. Fuck. 2. Good boy. 3. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. 4. Come now. That's it. Release all that pleasure for me. Good boy. 7. That's it. Shoot that hot cum out for me. Yes, please. Keep going, baby. 8. That's it. Twitch, throb, erupt. Twitch, throb. Explode. Twitch, throb, erupt. Twitch, throb, explode. Erupt for me. Twitch, throb, erupt for me. Explode. Twitch, throb, erupt. Twitch, throb. Explode. Twitch, throb, erupt. Twitch, throb, explode. Erupt for me. Twitch, throb, erupt for me. Explode. And 5. Erupt for me. Twitch, throb, erupt. For me, explode. 3. 8. Erupt for me. Twitch, throb, erupt for me. Explode. And now, 1. That's it. That's all you get. Good boy. -5, -3. The pleasure from your orgasm has already subsided. But I will give you just a few more. -5. A few more of these very short bursts of pleasure. You need to wake up now. Good boy, slowly rising out of your trance. Waking up. One last time. Gently opening your eyes for me. Feeling everything restored, refreshed, wide awake. Wake up. And I really hope you enjoyed our journey together. And even though you're already awake, your subconscious mind is still at -5. So let me please you just a bit more before I leave you. And now that we have reached the end, let me do you a small favor by saying one last word. 0.